This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. You've probably seen TV ads for the University of Phoenix. It is a for-profit college owned by a company called Apollo Education Group, which reports its quarterly earnings tomorrow. But that quarterly report to shareholders is something the company hopes to avoid in the future. It's awaiting approval for a billion-dollar deal to sell itself to a group of private equity investors. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what that means for the controversial world of for-profit learning.
For years, the University of Phoenix has seen its enrollment and its parent company's stock price tumble as it's faced scrutiny for high prices, low graduation rates, and aggressive recruiting. Analyst Michael Tarkin with Compass Point says the upside of going private, less focus on short-term results.
I think being private will allow them to sort of be able to set up a path that can get them back on track.
But it also means the public won't have as much information about things like lawsuits against the company. Robert Shireman once led the Obama administration's crackdown on for-profit colleges.
The danger really here is that the University of Phoenix lulls us into believing that they've fixed everything, goes public again, and then we have a repeat of the problems that we've seen in the past.
The deal still has to be approved by the Education Department. If it is, another Obama appointee stands to benefit, former Deputy Education Secretary Tony Miller, who co-founded one of the private equity firms trying to buy the company, is expected to become its chairman. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.